Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, time to play Beat the Limo Guy, Friday, 10 o'clock. Limo Guy is here, Justin from Black Horse Limousine, blackhorselimo.com, blackhorselimo.com. Had a big weekend last weekend. Hopefully another big weekend. If you're looking for a ride to the Cougs game tonight, hurry. Go to blackhorselimo.com and get your limo, get your ride there and back. It doesn't have to be a limo, right? You can get an Escalade, right, Justin?
Escalade, town car, stretch, party bus.
Whatever.
Stretch Hummer, whatever you need.
Whatever you need. And you can get there and back, but that's the safe way and the best way to do it, especially if you're going to be drinking people. It's a lot less than that DUI is going to cost you. That's for sure. And then Warehouse Live, you got a big event tonight that you're going to be there, and you're going to miss the Astros game. So what you got going on there?
I'm not missing the Astros game. I won't miss a pitch, but we do have a pretty big show tonight. Still doing the tributes. We got a tribute to Motley Crue, tribute to Kiss, and then a tribute to Skid Row, which is actually the actual lead singer of Skid Row for 15 years is putting together his own little thing. So it should be a good show.
That's neat. So, yeah, Johnny's going to be out there singing.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Some Skid Row stuff and some Kiss tribute and some Motley Crue tribute out there at Warehouse Live. So get your tickets now. Go to warehouselive.com if you're looking for something to do. Now, last week, what happened, Justin?
The Oppo got me.
Oppo got you. So it was a pretty good strategy now. Justin made a pick, and this guy went Oppo. Justin won two games. He won three games, so he's going to go to Del Frisco's with a $200 gift certificate. So there you have it, and he's going to get the limo ride there and back. It was a pretty darn good strategy. It can blow up on you, though. Am I right?
It is, but actually, it is a pretty good strategy because I got to hit 60% to win.
That's right.
It's hard to do.
So that's not a bad strategy at all. And let's see what Larry's strategy is going to be today. Larry's joining us here. He won the right to play today. Larry, how are you?
Okay, how's it going?
Good. Well, Larry, what do you do for a living?
I'm a double knot spy and brain surgeon.
Oh, you are? Wow.
Like so, Jethro Bodine.
See, you have absolutely no chance now, Justin. A spy and a brain surgeon. How about that? A double agent,
no
too.
Chance.
Yeah, you have zero chance against Larry. Larry, you sound different than a double spy would sound. But okay, I got you.
Well, that's the point, John.
Oh, so nobody's onto him.
No one suspects him.
No one suspects him. So he's Larry's over there just being undetectable. I like that. So Larry, you studied your picks?
Yeah, I'm not crazy about the schedule of the games this weekend. I was able to find five I'm not crazy about.
Okay. All right. Well, so let's see. Let's get this job done. We're playing for a limo ride there and back, and a $200 gift card to Del Frisco's. And Justin has had to pay up a couple of times this year, once to Jackie, and then last week on the double banger guy. Justin, as always, you go first. How would you like to do this thing?
Well, I think I've been kind of selfish the last 10 years by going first all the time, so I'm going to defer and let him go first.
Well, how about that? So, Larry, and a first for this show, you will be first. What are you going to pick, Larry?
Tennessee.
He likes the Tennessee Titans -3.5 against the Houston football Texans. Tennessee -3.5. Justin?
You know what? I kind of like the Cowboys.
The Dallas football Cowboys, led by Katie's own, is a football game that I am looking for at this point in my life, and I'm not finding. And oh, there it is, plus 1.5. Plus 1.5 on Monday night against the Arizona Cardinals. Larry?
Carolina.
Carolina is minus 1.5 against the Chicago Football Bears. Justin?
Let's go with Tampa Bay.
Tampa, ooh, that's a good game right there. Wow, he's going to take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in this football game. They are playing the Green Bay Packers, and Tampa is plus 1 at home. Larry?
L.A. Rams.
The L.A. Rams are minus 3 at the San Francisco 49ers. Minus 3. Justin?
Let's go with the Washington football team.
The Washington football team is plus 3 against the New York football Giants. Plus 3. Larry?
Did we lose him?
Did we lose Larry?
No, I'm thinking.
Oh. What do you got, Larry?
New York Giants.
The New York... Oh, what? That sounds like a... Whoa! Double banger! Double banger!
Double banger! Double banger! Not a solo, but a double banger!
I like double bangers. Justin?
Don't you think the naturally occurring double bangers are much more satisfying than
they are.
As opposed to the forced ones? Yeah, I don't like forced double bangers. We shouldn't have forced. No one should force their double banger on you.
Never.
Okay.
Do you have a line on Cincinnati? I think they pulled that this morning. I don't think there is one.
Cincinnati?
Indianapolis, Cincinnati?
Oh, no, I don't. I do not have a line on that. Yeah, because of the outbreak with the Colts.
Yeah. Let's go with the Buffalo Bills.
The Bills are plus 4.5 at home against the Kansas City football Chiefs. Bills plus 4.5. And Larry, your last one?
Well, I was going to go with Kansas City. I thought the line was only 3. I can't believe it's gone up to 4.5.
4.5.
Boy, I don't know if I'm going to do that one or not.
I love the.
No, I don't like the 4.5. Let's go with Arizona, Dallas under.
Arizona and Dallas, that number is under 55. Under 55.
Yeah, okay.
And finally, Justin?
Let's go with the Eagles, who got me last week, but we'll go, jump on them again.
The Philadelphia football Eagles at this point are plus 8.5. Plus 8.5 at home against the Baltimore Ravens. Plus 8.5. All right, there we have it. Dell?
Here are the picks. We've got Larry, Titans minus 3.5 against our favorite Texans. Carolina minus 1.5. Rams minus 3. Giants minus 3. That is part of our double banger. And Arizona, Dallas under 55. Justin's taking all undies. Cowboys plus 1.5. Tampa plus 1. Washington plus 3. Double banger. Bills plus 4.5. Eagles plus 8.5. Those sound correct to you two?
Yep. We'll see how that works out.
Larry
now.
Went favorites 4 out of 5.
Yeah, Larry went favorites.
Would have went 5 out of 5 if not for that number for the Chiefs.
That's what the squares do. That's what the squares do. We'll see if Justin's on the right side with all the dogs. We shall see. Larry, we appreciate it. Larry's been listening for years. And best of luck against Justin this week, Larry.
Okay, thanks.
There's Larry. And Justin, as always, blackhorselimo.com, warehouselive.com. If you hate the Astros and don't want to watch, you go to Warehouse Live. Okay?
What a sell.
Okay? Like Justin is doing today? All right? Instead of taking care of his team first, being team first.
He said he's not missing a pitch.
That's not where he's supposed to be.
Where's he supposed to be?
He's supposed to be at Damaris Barbecue, drinking beer, watching the game. That's where he's supposed to be. Okay.
I'll be there for half, but you won't.
No, you can't. Game. You're not going to commit to the whole thing. I've heard that before from someone.
Are you
going to
be there?
It was you.
He said you're not going to be there for the whole thing either.
You're not going to be there. I would be there for the whole thing.
When's the Cougs game?
You're going to the Cougs game.
I'll go to the Cougs game when it's over. When it's over.
So if it's extra innings, you're going to miss Dana's like first half. You'll
yep.
do that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It ain't going extra innings. Astros are going to kick their ass today.
All right.
That's right. And if they don't, this is on Justin, squarely on Justin. BlackHorseLimo.com, WarehouseLive.com. Justin, as always, we appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend. Go Stros.
Go Stros. There it is right there. No, we every game that we've watched at Damaris, the Astros have won.
He was there yesterday?
Yep.
And the day before?
I didn't say we were there for every win. I said every time.
Oh, so they can win. But so they can win without him being there, though.
No, they can't.
But game four did happen.
They really can't.
Well, I feel like game four is evidence.
I kind of feel like you're wrong.
I feel like game four is evidence that it can't be done.
I don't think so. I think you're wrong about that. But okay, you say tomato, I say tomato.
Did they win game four?
I'm not sure. No, there's no proof.
Yeah, actually, there's plenty of proof because we wouldn't be having a series if they hadn't.
1012 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 1015 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here. On ESPN 97.5. Lawrence has been waiting a while. Let's get Lawrence in here. Hate that when you're waiting that long. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me, as always. Hey, before I talk about the Astros, I wanted to thank you for bringing up the middle schooler and me by not only talking about the double banger, but also the limo guy talking about the stretch Hummer.
Yeah. That is, sorry. That's very middle school of you.
It really is. Hey, listen, so the TBS guys suck. I created a new Coors Light drinking game last night. Every time they talk about the shadows, I shotgun a Coors Light seltzer. The seltzers are a little better than the actual Coors Light, in my opinion, but it's still a Coors product. But that's all they can talk about is the shadows. It's ridiculous.
It is difficult. I mean, it's a tough time of the day, and we're going to get that again today, a bunch of shadow talk. But I can see. And did you see when Yuli was holding on, there was no reason to hold Zunino on, but when he was holding him on, I mean, the sky, if he threw over, I'm sure there's no way Yuli could have seen it, the way the sun was shining right in their eyes on first base. So,
but also, one more thing. Speaking of TV and radio calls, did you guys hear the Spanish version of the Carlos Correa home run?
Yeah, we played it a couple of times.
If you talk about it, I'm sorry. Oh, right. My God.
Yeah. We started the show with it, and then we played it again. Del, you want to play it again? You want to give it another shot?
We're taking personal requests, is that what you're saying?
Well, we can't. You feel like a puppet?
Sometimes, yeah.
Well, or, you know, well, should I send them to the podcast arena?
Do you want to call them D-weeds?
I don't kind of call them a D-weed. That's what Fred does. Just go to the podcast arena, D-weed. No, I don't do that. What I do, I say, Del, would you play it again?
Decía un viejo coach en Cuba, no llegues nunca empatado a la novena entrada.
How about that? He didn't do that. What was he doing? What was it? What was his? I thought he was, because I've heard that call before.
He just said, no, 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 no. That's what he did.
I know. But have you,
is he when the you're same doing, guy? Is that the same guy?
I think it sounds like him, doesn't it?
Possibly. I don't know.
Are they all copying each other now?
Well, you know, when Andres Cantor did the goal thing, it became a thing for everybody.
Right, for everybody.
Yeah. So possibly. I mean, you're trying to get that run. Everyone's trying to go viral.
I know. He went viral.
Yeah, it is the better call. I mean, I don't, as much as the TBS guys think, I didn't think the home run call was bad. I liked it, but it's not this guy. I don't even know the TBS play-by-play guy's name.
I can't tell you.
No.
Dan Schulman had the call, too, on right
ESPN
here.
ESPN Radio.
On ESPN Radio, which you could hear right here. I think the game was on 92.5 yesterday, and I believe that'll be the case again today.
I don't know. I'd have to ask.
Yeah, Trey was on it yesterday. Trey was running it. I think on 92.5 we'll have the game, and on 97.5 we'll have the regular shows. So you got your choice, people. Listen, Astros baseball on 92.5, which is coming in great all over the city.
I drove in yesterday, and it was good. And drove home. I just tested for a couple minutes to see what it sounds like, and it was good on the way home too. So
yeah,
that's good news. Yeah, 5:07 the start time. If you're out and about, you can hear it on 92.5. Also, if you're actually at a place where you can watch, it's going to be on TBS. So they're the holders of the ALCS. But game six tonight, Fromber versus Blake Snell. And the Astros owe Blake Snell some runs because they should have put more runs on him last time. They owe him some runs tonight or this afternoon.
I'll tell you this. You know, they finally made an error. That throwing error was pretty sweet. You have to say that the Rays have definitely outplayed the Astros here, but there's no question. And in the end, you know what? This is the Astros' strong suit, although it didn't show up all year, was their lineup. But this lineup, there's no question who has the more dangerous lineup. They have a Rosarena, and that's it.
Yeah, I saw the number. It was before. The runners in scoring position, I think at one point were even. I both were like 6-for-31 as far as what the lineups are doing with runners in scoring position. So as much as we've talked about the Astros failing, now that it's 3-2 as opposed to 3-0, the Rays have been scuffling too at particular moments. So, I mean, it wasn't highlighted as much because they had the 3-0 lead, but now that it's a more even series when it comes to win and losses, the Rays have been just as bad in situations. They've just had the advantage of not making any bad plays in the field except for the one you mentioned.
So we had this conversation, you know, at the beginning of the who would you rather face? This is not working out well in that you were down 3-0, but now you bounce back and you're 3-2. But this is much more optimal right now than because can you imagine going through the Yankees lineup all of these times
to beat them four straight?
Yeah.
Or having that bullpen game yesterday against the Yankees lineup.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, the setup, the way it's gone down, the formula for a comeback, now that you've gotten through your most testy game with the bullpen, I'd rather have the Rays these last two.
Absolutely. I mean, could you imagine being facing Stanton and Judge and Hicks and Torres and all of those guys time after time after time? Yeah. Sanchez and everybody. I mean, it'd be just like, wow, DJ LeMahieu, all of these guys. Oh, my goodness. It would be so, you know, every guy that comes up, Marco, he's a little scary, I guess. Diaz, okay. Yeah, he's an okay. Hunter Renfro, Matthews, Austin Meadows, rather. And Lau is a mess. I mean, he homered yesterday, but he's a total mess. And you're just like, well, you'll get him out. Before the game, the guy goes, he's won for his last 35. I was like, you just jinxed him. And sure enough,
yeah,
he just steps up their second at bat at homers. Yeah, I'd much rather. It's so much better facing these guys. And if you want to know the truth, the Rays pitching is really good, but it's not.
It's dominant.
No.
The Astros have had chances. You can credit the Rays for finding ways out of innings or the team defense and the shift for being in the right spot. But the Astros have hit the ball hard, and they've had opportunities. And it's there's no question if you're going through lineups, the Rays should be far more afraid of seeing the Astros for a sixth straight time than the Astros should be of seeing the Rays lineup for a sixth straight game.
So the Rays will be the home team again tonight.
Yes, so there won't be any walk-offs to win it. The Rays will have last at bat. So what's the formula for tonight? You want go for Fromber as long as you can, then go to Javier to close it out, right?
Ideally, yeah, I guess Presley is.
But that would be three straight out days for Presley if he has to go?
Yeah, I don't see that. I don't know. I think Javier, you know, he threw yesterday. Oh, no, he threw.
He didn't. He threw.
He threw 2 days ago.
Yeah, he threw Wednesday.
Threw Wednesday.
So you
how about
have
you
him.
Got through that yesterday without Javier?
Yeah. I thought, Fromber was up and about to come in. I thought they would go to Javier because I was going through viable pitchers when we got to the knife. And I said, you got to. I'm not. It's not a unique thought. I was saying, you got to end it here because who do you want to go to? Any of the guys you would want to go to? Change the complexion of the rest of the series. Like, I mean, you're not rolling Cy Snead out there, but Fromber or Christian Javier means the rest of your series is different as far as how you get through them. So not only was the Correa home run big for the moment, it was big for the rest of the series. Now you're set up pretty well.
Now, I'm sure that Fromber would have thrown, right, because he was warming up
in the
bullpen.
Up, yeah.
He would have thrown something yesterday.
Yeah, which means you're looking at, what, McCullers on short rest?
No, I'm saying that it, you know, the day before the game, I don't know what their routine is, but he's on his regular 4 days rest, but he did throw in the bullpen yesterday.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that would have been normal for him to have thrown at all because, you know, you don't do that the day before the game, but we've seen guys throw the day before the game.
Yep.
So hopefully he'll have his 80, 85, 90, 95 pitches in him today.
Hopefully. I don't know how hard he was going, how long he was out there, how it's different from his normal routine. But,
yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think anything's normal right now. You try to get through it. And from Fromber to Christian Javier, and then we'll worry. Hopefully we get a chance to worry about a game seven, which would be McCullers versus who?
For McCullers the versus Morton.
Morton.
How about that?
What a game seven.
How about that? How about that? Mm. But that you went through all of that yesterday, and you didn't use
he
Christian
didn't have
Javier?
To. Yeah.
Wow.
He's got a day off, and he can probably give you, what, 35, 40 pitches?
Yeah, I don't know that you use Paredes. I mean, he threw again yesterday. Scrub threw 24 pitches. Now, Paredes needed 36. Taylor only had 11.
So how many guys are on 2 days in a row right now?
Paredes threw 2 days in a row. Rayleigh, they used, right, the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Josh James, he's used 2 straight games.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's done. Did Taylor pitch the game before?
I'd have to look. Let's see. Taylor did not. In game three, it was only...
Game four.
Game four, excuse me. It was Greinke, Javier, and Presley. Those are the three. So Paredes has only pitched 1 day.
Oh, Josh has only pitched 1 day.
Paredes only pitched one. Josh only pitched 1 day. Taylor as well. And Rayleigh as well.
Oh, damn it.
So you have all those guys.
I was hoping
available.
Those guys had pitched two.
Well, the only one who's pitched 2 days in a row is your closer. So if that makes you feel better.
I just feel like, Paredes didn't, Paredes threw in the bad in game three.
Yeah.
That's right. So I just felt like I was hoping you wouldn't be tempted to use him again.
He's got them at his disposal. Hopefully he won't have to.
It's a little scary with Paredes right now after how good he was. How wild he is now. I mean, when it's a 2-strike pitch and he's throwing it up around his head, you're
guys.
Like, dude.
How many guys have the Astros hit with 2 strikes?
Paredes.
Yeah.
And that's unbelievable. And just get something near the zone so maybe he might swing. But when you throw it up and Maldonado's got to jump to get it.
No chance.
He's not swinging at that. My goodness. He's got some wildness in him, man. If he can control that, if he can tame that, because we've seen him really, really good when he's not doing that. for whatever reason, he's overthrown right now. Maybe it's gotten to him, and he's trying to. You saw Luis Garcia overthrown too yesterday.
Yeah,
he was holding on to it too long. He was firing, he was aiming, but he got out of that.
Got out of it. Those two innings, very important.
That he left him in there for that last batter for Zunino with the bases loaded was wow. Wow.
I'm just hoping for tonight or this, well, late afternoon when it starts. Let's have Blake Snell just give up a couple runs early and see the Rays start to press.
Well, they're going to press.
Let's see it. Let's see it. Let's get out to an early lead and then maybe get through the first couple innings with the lead and see the Rays start to grip a little bit. See things start. The momentum's already on the Astros side. Let them get out to a lead early and see how the Rays are feeling.
Yeah.
Because we've never. Look, it's as impossible as it seems because it's only been done once. You brought up earlier, you've only gotten to a game six four times. And the one time that it has been done with the Red Sox and the Yankees, once the Red Sox got to game six, it almost felt inevitable that they were going to win that series. And they just ran the Yankees out of the building in Game 7 in Yankee Stadium. I think the Rays are feeling it a little bit. And if Blake Snell comes out a little shaky, watch. It can go downhill real quick.
In a hurry.
Yeah.
10:30 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about my peeps over at HRP, HRP.net, HRP.net, 281-880-6525. If you're looking for the best way to get the payroll thing done for your business, and if you're the CEO, the CFO, the COO, whatever you are, you know what your payroll company is like, or if you don't have a payroll company, if your business is growing and you're still doing your own payroll, because then you got to take care of the taxes as well, and you got the Affordable Care Act, and you got all of these things that you're just not knowledgeable enough in, that you're hurting yourself tax-wise because you just don't know what you don't know. So let the people who do know, that do this every day, that are great at it, and trust me, they're great at the Affordable Care Act, and they're great at all of this stuff, and they're going to get you, instead of having dedicated people to this, they'll do all of the work for you. So if you're looking for a great way to change however you are doing your business, and great company that is going to help you not only with your Affordable Care Act and your taxes, but your SBA loans and everything else, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
We'll see. I'm talking to the Twitch people, Del. Okay? It's the Coors Light Twitch
That's
break.
Fine. But they don't say, hey, Del, add extra minutes so John can continue to have conversation. They don't do that. So we still got to get back to the normal show.
I want to call Senator Sassy again. No, I'm not calling Senator Sassy again. Oh, Phillip's drinking one right now. KMFG is hungover. Way to go. He spelled it hangover. So he must be very hungover. Yeah, KMFG says, yeah, we suck today. Yeah, you guys suck today. I come in to talk to you guys, and what happens?
Today? Is them sucking a new thing?
Whoa. The Twitch people are, they're people too, Del.
Oh, that's why I'm addressing them. If they weren't people, I wouldn't address them.
Well, that's ugly, though.
What?
Hey, Del, add extra minutes to John's conversation.
I'm not allowed to do that.
You're not?
No, I'm not allowed to do that.
Man, you suck, too. Hey, you suck, too.
You guys could, maybe convince John to do another segment during the break. I mean, he doesn't have anything to do during the breaks.
You suck, too. Hey, you suck, too.
Whoa, that's aggressive, Bill.
That, no longer
that
here.
That kind of stuff will get you fired.
Does it still ring like it? Does it like hit like it did before?
No.
Now that he's not here anymore.
No,
all the Bill stuff goes away now.
Yeah,
Romeo's not going to say anything inflammatory either.
Yeah. No. That absolutely.
And we don't even know what Jack Easterby sounds like. It probably sounds like Ben Sass.
I think I just imagine he sounds
Joel Osteen.
Like, Mr. Rogers.
Have we heard him speak?
I've never heard him speak, no.
He
I don't know if he can speak.
He's not a mute.
Well, you don't know.
Yeah, I think he... Oh, here he is. He's at the podium right now.
Oh.
Not right now, right now, but there's video of him from the previous...
testing, and we've been blessed with BioReference. They've been doing a great job testing, and they'll meet Jeff Kaplan in a parking lot.
That's enough. That's what he sounds like.
That's what he sounds like?
Yeah, he sounds like a dude. Just another guy.
Hmm. Well.
Now, that guy's the most powerful person in the Texans organization. Feel good about it. Raphael Stone, Jack Easterby, and James Click. Those are your main decision makers now. We went from Luno, Maury, and I guess Bill O'Brien to these three. A lot of upheaval and turnover.
So Sam Amico
mm-hmm.
says James Harden, Russell Westbrook support John Lucas for Rockets coaching gig.
I guess we know who's getting the job then.
Yeah, I guess that is, and it may be an economic thing. I know nobody wants to hear, but. It ain't your money that's all been pissed away this year.
Yeah, I guess people would say, okay, if you can't run the team in a way that makes us the most successful, then sell it. That would be the reaction. Even if you want to be understanding and go, I get it, you don't have the money, things have gone poorly for you business wise, then I don't want you running my team because I don't want you going cheap on my team.
Well, right. I wonder what he could get for the Rockets right now.
In these times,
if he had to sell, I know, right? Yeah, but you know what, billionaires. These are just toys.
That's true.
This is just a toy.
Yeah, Tillman is getting crushed in his actual real business, the one that made him
yeah.
his fortune. I'd be interested.
And this one.
Well, I mean, yeah.
This
one could make you money, but it hadn't started off well for him.
Right. I'm sure they all do make money and good money,
but
not so much this year.
And when they don't, it's because they lie about not making
money.
Bad
time to buy a basketball team.
Well. Your GM said some things, and then COVID happened. So it has been a good run that way.
Speaking of COVID, the Indianapolis Colts sent this out. Earlier this morning, we were informed that four individuals within the organization tested positive for COVID-19. The four positive samples were retested and have been confirmed negative.
Oh, so their facility is back open.
After consultation with the NFL and Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills, the team will open the practice facility this afternoon under the league's intensive protocol and will continue preparation for Sunday's game against Cincinnati.
So the Falcons had, initially it was reported they had multiple tests, but the Falcons stuck with one test. Then they, I believe, and then Schefter tweeted out either, I think it was yesterday, that the Falcons were clear and okay. I'm not sure what that meant. Did that mean that the one test didn't spread or the one test was a false positive? But the NFL, of all the major leagues, have had the biggest issues with false positives. Because remember that one lab had like 7 or 8 teams and had like 60-plus positives.
Right.
And they were all false positives. And now you've had the Colts here saying false positives as well.
If Kirby Smart beats Alabama,
without
does that count?
What
if against Nick's record?
If Nick is what, now 19-0 after beating Kiffin last week, I think it's around there. Either way, he's undefeated. Does he become 19-1, or does he stay 19-0 with an asterisk since he wasn't on the field?
What is it?
I would have to say the record will say he's 19-1 because it'll go against his head coaching record, but I'm going to say he's still undefeated.
I'm going to say he's still undefeated, too, because he wasn't on the sideline.
Yeah. Kirby didn't have to look across the field and look at Nick Saban. Nick Saban, there was no tirade for him to yell. Or a tirade for him at a player who didn't do something correct. It's Kirby Smart beating Steve Sarkisian. That ain't the same thing.
Right.
It ain't the same.
If Steve Sarkisian is sober, if he stays sober.
Well, he's a good offensive mind.
You think he should get a job?
Well, yeah. But he wasn't just fired for not being. I know it played a part, his drinking. But he also wasn't that great at USC.
No, but drinking had something to do with that, too.
Well, certainly. But I feel like USC, despite what they might have said, would have looked past all of his issues if he would have won more games. Yes, why not get a chance? I mean, if he has proven... Nick Saban's the rehab for all those coaches. Why do you think Lane Kiffin stayed in line as long as he did when Saban was berating him because he wanted to rehabilitate himself? Sarkisian went there to do that. Butch Jones, although he's not on the coaching staff, went there to do that as a as one of his highly paid mm-hmm. analysts. I think Charlie Strong is there as an analyst, or he, at least he was at one point.
It's where you go to resurrect your career.
Yeah, it's where you get that Nick Saban stench on you, and then you go and get yourself another job. So why wouldn't Steve Sarkisian go get himself another job?
Yeah.
Especially if he's if he gets Mac Jones the Heisman Trophy, which he's well on the way to doing, he's going to get himself another job. He'll get one.
Yeah.
They all get a second chance, mostly.
I wonder, where does this one rank on Carlos' postseason hits?
Whew. And we were talking about how clutch he is, and he actually had struggled this series. He had two hits before that home run. He was hitting, he might still be hitting under 200, but he was hitting under 200 before the home run. So it was big for him, particularly because he wasn't hitting, and he hit that one out. I'm trying to think of all the clutch ones.
He hit the double against the Yankees. He ended a Yankees game with the ear thing, right?
But that, where they those weren't a,
those weren't elimination winner
go those weren't win or go home games, right?
No,
those
no. Were,
I'm going to take this one. It was because of what not winning it in that inning meant. It meant changing the rest of the series because you were pitching Fromber, and now you don't have Fromber for your game six start. I'm taking this one.
He won game two in Houston with that double that Altuve slid in that they bit that was in extra innings against the Yankees. He won a Yankees game with a walk-off homer.
Now, this one will always be remembered, but it'll lose some of its luster if, you know, they lose today or tomorrow.
It still was so clutch.
I'm not taking away from it, but hits that lead to series wins, they resonate more. This one will be a moment for Carlos and their Astros, but, oh, yeah, we lost that series. That takes away from it. This one's big. Right now, I have it as his biggest hit.
Could be. I think so, too. Anybody else think of anything else? Any other bigger hit by Carlos? I don't know. That probably is it yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think there's – I can't think of a different one. A bigger one, excuse me.
He's had a few now.
Oh, he is.
Carlos is clutch now.
He does not shy away.
No.
That is one of his biggest attributes. He has become the face of, I won't say the face of cheating, but the face of this team amidst all the angst and all the slander coming their way. He stepped into that leadership void and said, all right, whatever. We are who we are. We screwed up, but we're still a good baseball team. And I was going to ask you this before we get into news of the weird. Now, we're still on the path to hoping they make a World Series. Does this performance in ALCS and really this entire playoff, people are going to rejoice whenever the Astros lose if they do, but is it an empty win for people? They're in the ALCS. They made a game six. You can't sit on this pedestal of they're not a good baseball team. They weren't any good without cheating.
No.
That stuff has gone out the window.
They validated themselves. Yeah. Absolutely. No.
People will take pleasure in a loss whenever that occurs, but I feel like it's empty now. There's nothing you can say to convince anyone that they're not a good baseball team. And even the guys who are calling the games now or the analyzing are acknowledging, yeah, you might not like it. It might upset you, but hey, these guys are good. I think all that stuff about are they good players out the window now.
No. And whether they if it wasn't for cheating, because, oh, well, look at Jose Altuve without cheating. When you know what's coming. Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Does he know what's coming right now?
Unfortunately, now you can hop on. Well, if he wasn't cheating, see when he's not cheating, he can't throw a baseball. I guess that's the only thing you can go to now because he's proven cheating or not cheating, he can still hit the baseball and hit it in big moments in playoff games.
Yeah. All right. It's 10:45 ESPN 97.5. We got news of the weird coming your way here. Don't you go anywhere.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
There's a Pennsylvania cookie company, cookie store, that has predicted previous elections, Del, by the amount of cookies they sell. They're offering a Trump 2020 cookie and a Biden 2020 cookie. One's red and one's blue. How do you think it's going right now in sales?
Where are they again?
Pennsylvania.
Which is a swing state. Are they in a rural or suburban area?
Montgomery County, just north of Philadelphia.
Just north of Philly. I'm going to go Trump winning.
3-1. 3-1.
I only say that, not even, I was talking about, thinking about location, but I feel like people who support the president love buying stuff with his name on it. Like, even in my neighborhood, there's only a couple signs in the neighborhood. Not a lot of people have put up signs one way or the other, but the two that are up are Trump signs.
I got a lot of Biden signs in my neighborhood.
You live in Houston. Houston's blue.
Yeah, Houston's really blue. You can't vote straight ticket, though.
They won't let you.
Yeah.
Are you going to do the drive-through mail? Or are you?
I don't know. Somebody, I saw Mario Ali voted today. He said it was like 5 minutes.
Tyler did that, our producer here. I think he did. I don't know if he did Toyota Center drive-in, but he might have done that. But he did drive-through mail, and it was quick and easy. Dropped it off. He was good to go.
Drive-through mail? What does that mean?
I mean, drive-through voting.
You vote, and you don't get out of your car?
You don't get out of your car.
I want that.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry, I was saying mail. But a drive-through voting, I think you can do it at Toyota Center.
I want to do that.
Well.
My buddy went the first day and spent 4 hours there like an idiot, and I told him he's an idiot. Why would you go the first day? Well, my wife wanted to go. Well, that's dumb. You go, you wait until they work the kinks out. They had machines broken. They work the kinks out, and you go, and it takes you 5 minutes. Or you go, because everybody was going that day.
Yeah, drive-through voting is also available at Toyota Center for all registered Harris County residents. Voters will enter the Toyota Tundra Garage at the intersection of Leland and Crawford. And then for Toyota Center, early voting is going through the 30th, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So that is an easy way to do it. I don't know if it'll be the 5 minutes that Tyler went through, but hey, you don't even have to get out of your car to vote who you want to vote for.
There you have it. You don't even have to get out of your car. A quadruple amputee was arrested, Del. Drunk driving, crashed into a police car and into a building. Are you sure it was because he was drunk?
I don't. It's the end of the week. I don't know if I want to get into this with you. You decide. What's your thought about why they crashed a car?
Quadruple amputee. I think it's, certainly the alcohol couldn't have helped. I think it's difficult enough driving, isn't it?
I know they have the cars that are set up for people who don't have limbs to be able to drive cars. I'm not sure why you would add intoxication to what might already be a more difficult thing than normal for people who have limbs. I don't know if, tossing alcohol on top of it feels like you're testing fate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because we know as people who have our limbs, that is pretty standard and necessary for driving.
And then you add alcohol to it? I just don't think it's a good combination.
I feel like you're asking for trouble. And he or she got it.
Yeah. Got trouble. There's trouble now. There's trouble.
Did the police just look at the person and go, really?
Really, dude? You got to be wasted too?
Yeah. Hey, man, isn't life hard enough? Now you want to do this?
You're throwing gas on that fire?
Yeah. It's already blazing. What are you doing? Adding accelerant to it.
Police have arrested. This is one of the, I don't know. If you're on Facebook, should you be proclaiming yourself as the president of the Rapist Association?
Is there an organization called the Rapist Association?
Yes, apparently there is. A team of police have issued a warrant and arrested Nabeen Basnet, 19. He's in Kathmandu. He's been accused of encouraging rape, abusing women, and posting abusive content. Yeah, I don't. Facebook's the wrong place. I think you should probably hide your association.
But if he's done all those things and he was voted, and it was voted on, should he accept the nomination?
Well, I don't think he's. I think he just is the self-proclaimed president.
Then he's illegitimate. Then
right. Well,
no one even voted for him.
Right. Well, yeah. There's some presidents that just take over power.
Well,
you know what? I'm going to let you be president.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not looking for a fair election here. You can have this one.
There's a new Texas rule that lets social workers turn away clients who are LGBTQ or have a disability. Well, that seems like it's... Texas social workers are criticizing a state regulatory board's decision this week to remove protections for LGBTQ clients and clients with disabilities. Do you think you should turn people away because they're gay, though? Is that what you think about this?
No, it's not what I think about this.
I'm asking you.
I'm telling you.
I didn't hear you.
Don't pose the question like, is that what you think about this? Don't pose it like that, like I do think that way. No, I don't.
Okay, I'm just asking. You didn't answer.
You're a terrible person. Is that what you think about this? Not at all, actually. I think it's a ridiculous rule, to be honest with you.
Apparently this guy, there's a guy who killed somebody, and before the cops got there, he swallowed the shell casings and even a live round to hide the evidence. He apparently, they're back-to-back detention hearings for two guys charged with murder. He apparently had an internet beef between the victim's son and another man, and he swallowed live ammo. Now, how do you prove this, though? He chewed and swallowed two of the shell casings and then swallowed one live round, all three of which had to be surgically recovered.
Well, that's how you prove it.
I guess that's how you prove it.
I mean, you could either wait for it to come out, which I guess they didn't want to, or you do this.
You swallow it all, although they can open you, apparently.
Yeah, apparently they're allowed to open you up.
Yeah.
He thought he had a way out. Apparently not.
Apparently not. Apparently not.
We're done, right?
We're done.
What's your plan? You're going to watch the game, the Astros game, where?
I'm watching the Astros. I don't know where yet, but I'm watching the Astros game and then heading over to the U of H.
Big night of Houston sports.
Let's
watch the Astros beat the Rays and then watch the Cougars
beat up on
BYU.
And then
we got
the World Series next week.
Oh, you're already proclaiming World Series.
Well, we went tonight, went tomorrow, and we got the World Series next week.
I'm asking you.
Starts on Tuesday.
I'm asking you right now, on Monday, 7 a.m., are we talking about the Astros in the World Series? Are they going to do something only one other team has done?
Yes. Yes, they're going to do it.
There it is.
Yes, they're going to do it. And we will have – you have a great sports weekend. We got football. We've got Astros baseball. This is unbelievable. What a great time. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again on Monday, everybody.
And all across the Lone Star State, we're Texas proud, and we shout it loud. Our brand of baseball is great. Our outfield has plenty of muscle. Our guys can sure hit a ton. For Minute Maid drills, watch them hustle, catching hard hit balls on the run.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.